This recording, North Carolina 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. She was very happy to start a new job in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in the mountains of western North Carolina. Three brothers, one sister. I had very loving parents. My dad was a romantic at heart, loved to travel. We were forever going on picnic, camping, riding the parkway in his van, going camping. I can remember going to the woods picking wildflowers with him, or digging them up and bringing them home and planting them in the yard. My grandparents both are from the mountains as well. My grandfather's name was Velvis, which is a sort of a strange name. He lived on a big farm. He had 20,000 chickens at one point when I was a little girl. Still have nightmares about having to help kill chickens and remember the smell of the feathers boiling in the big iron pot they would put them in after they'd cut their heads off. My grandmother was a wonderful woman as well. Just really good memories. My oldest sister and my two middle brothers, David and Steve, they were playing witch one day. My sister had to leave, and she told my brother David while she was gone to hang my brother. And my brother took her literally and proceeded to hang my brother Steve on the back clothesline in the backyard with a scarf or something. I don't know. I wasn't born. But my mother happens to walk outside and sees my brother turning blue, hanging on the clothesline. And my brother David, he's like, "I just was doing what Renita told me to do," you know. But had my mother not walked out when she did, I think it would have been really bad. We were forever doing something crazy like that. It's a miracle that we all survived into adulthood.